You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has unveiled what he's described as a new deal for Australians on the pathway out of COVID-19. National Cabinet has agreed to a four-stage plan for Australia to move from trying to suppress COVID-19 to going back to the way things were before the virus. Each new phase is to be triggered by the achievement of a vaccination threshold expressed as a percentage of the eligible population. There are no commitments to specific timelines around when the transitions will happen. But the Prime Minister says as a first step, there will be a temporary cut to commercial passenger arrivals by 50% to reduce the pressure on the quarantine system.
Reducing the caps of commercial flights will come at a cost to the Commonwealth Government. So this is not a costless exercise. Medicines, vaccines come in by plane. Essential freight comes in by plane. So the Commonwealth's decision to support this reduction in those commercial caps comes at a fiscal cost to Commonwealth taxpayers. But we agree that it is an important part of managing this most virulent strain during the course of this suppression phase.
But Mr Morrison says the federal government will help out with repatriation efforts for Australians stuck overseas. A trial will also be held for alternative quarantine options for returned travellers who have been vaccinated. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the modelling supports proceeding with the trial.
There is hope there. 7 days of home quarantine can be very similar to the outcome of 14 days of hotel quarantine. That needs to be worked through in terms of implementation of that, and that compliance piece is the most important. If people are staying at home, it actually can be safer for them and for the community because of the decreased interaction with staff.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she expects the number of COVID-19 infections to increase over the weekend before diminishing from Monday due to a lag effect as the lockdown measures start to work. 31 new cases have been recorded in the state, with 27 of the new cases linked to previous infections, and 4 cases are under investigation. 13 of the new cases were in the community whilst infectious. Ms Berejiklian is urging people to take the stay-at-home orders seriously.
So please, can I say to everybody, please follow the rules. The rules are there for a reason. The rules are there to make sure we get on top of these cases and that we can get out of lockdown when we want to. And please know that even a few people, a handful of people not doing the right thing, can have very devastating consequences. So I ask everybody to follow the health advice. If you're a close contact, don't leave home. If you're a casual contact, follow the health advice. And if you have the mildest of symptoms, please get tested and isolated until you get the health advice as to what you should do next.
And Queensland has recorded 3 new COVID-19 cases. One of the local cases was related to the airport cluster, while the other 2 cases are a mother and daughter from Carindale. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the list of exposure sites has now expanded considerably from the new cases. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the lockdown will continue for another 24 hours for the Brisbane and Moreton local government areas.
Because our contact tracers need that extra time, we need another 24 hours. So I'm really asking people in the Brisbane City Council and Moreton Bay local government areas, the lockdown will continue for 24 hours. Now, we will come back early tomorrow morning once our contact tracers get on top of this, and we'll look at the case numbers overnight.
And the Victorian government is reporting verbal abuse and racist comments made towards health staff, and even some attacks at vaccination centres. Police were called to investigate an anti-vaccine protester who made threatening remarks to a nurse at a Cranbourne vaccination hub on Friday. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says the behaviour is disgusting, and he's asking anti-vaxxers to keep their theories to themselves.
Get Victoria Police involved and make further efforts to make sure that these anti-science, anti-evidence, dangerous fanatics are held to account. You aren't allowed to come in and abuse our nurses and healthcare professionals. If you want to have your tin pot theories, fine. Keep them to yourself, but keep them out of our healthcare settings. It is completely inappropriate, and Victoria Police will hold you to account for your inappropriate behaviour.
And the state recorded zero new local coronavirus cases on Friday. And Western Australia will end its lockdown orders this weekend after 4 days of shutdown in Perth and the Peel regions. National Cabinet has agreed lockdowns should only be used as a last resort to stop the spread of COVID-19 infections. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.